The question was asked, what does a hermaphrodite do as far as mitzvot? We know that men have certain mitzvot, women have certain mitzvot. So believe it or not, there's a whole chapter in Mishnayot that discusses it in the very end of Zlaim, in our halachot. In Hebrew, a hermaphrodite is called androgynous from the... Right, from the Greek word. Andro is male, genus is female. So if he has both organs, the male and the female organs, so in Hebrew it's called androgynous. Androgynous, that's a... there are many Greek words, like sandal, right? There are many Greek words in Hebrew. So, what is the halacha? So there's a machlokes, how do we view him? Do we view him as male? Do we view him as female? Do we view him as possibly both? Do we view him as his own creature?
They just chop the male part off, it's easier to chop that off.
That's what they do today, medically?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
So, that's...
It's easier to do that than trying to,
I don't know what they do about it. I would think today they take the DNA and stuff. So technically what we do is we keep them obligated to do things like a male. But in such situation, we had a guy last semester who asked, he said he needs to know for someone practically, but he was asking practically, not just theoretically. He asked this question. And the basic answer is that they have to keep mitzvot, and they have to take like both ends, like male and female, and beyond that, they have to consult with their local Orthodox rabbi how they make life work. Because the question is like yichud. We know that a Jewish man and is not supposed to be alone with a woman in a room where no one else is going to enter, right? If he's staying late at work and the secretary is staying late at work, that's prohibited. There has to be someone else there. So what does this guy do? So that's where he'll have to talk to his local Orthodox rabbi to see how to make it work. It's a complicated case, but it's discussed in Lach. Not only that, but most mitzvot, the halacha discusses what are men's obligations, what are women's obligations, what about an androgynous, and what about a tumtum? A tumtum is someone who's born with a piece of skin that covers his organ, and you cannot tell whether he's male or female. You can't tell whether he has a male organ behind that skin or a female organ. So that's called the tumtum. Tumtum is like stuffed up. So the halacha discusses in every mitzvah what's the obligation for a man or a woman or a tumtum or an androgynous. And that shows up, that does show up in halacha. It is discussed. But these are the types of questions where to answer a general answer, the best I can do is what I told you. And for more details, everyone will have to get a rabbi.